We did She He at the Joyce in 95. And I guess British Elle got word of it or something. It involved quite a lot of cross-dressing and opened with me and Andre Scholes cross-dressed, me as a guy and Andre as his drag persona, Aphrodite. And the piece, of course, was about gender. And British Elle wanted to do a piece about us. I can't remember if we were part of a larger piece or just about us. Anyway, we said, okay. And the idea was to shoot us in our cross-dressing personas. And I remember we started with our costumes, and one of my costumes was, which is on my left side, I was dressed as a woman, straight down the middle, and on my right side, I was dressed as a man. So I had a dress on the left and a half a suit on the right, and I had my beard and my short hair and my heavy eyebrows on the right, and I had my girl face on the left. So he took that picture. He took everybody else's pictures as they were from the show, and then he just started pushing us a little bit and saying, well, what if, to Joseph, like, what if you took that costume off? And what if you did that? And before I knew it, he had us down to our underwear, but in our drag faces. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I remember Nancy Alfaro turning to me and saying, I said, Nancy, are we going over the line here? She said, don't ask me. I can't even tell you. I'm just in the flow of this whole shoot, and I have no judgment. I'm like crazed. And I thought, oh, we're just being seduced by this rock and roll shoot. We've got to stop now. Because I think he was trying to get us to go to nude. And we stopped at underwear. But I did a shoot with him where I, because I'd done, actually, I've done shoots in the dressing room where I was nude, but in my beard.
And what was the name of your drag persona?
Jack Daniels.
And how'd you come up with that name?
I think because I was from the South, the only way I could come up with a name, a voice that would work for a male, for me, was to have kind of a high-pitched voice. And a lot of, for whatever reason, a lot of Southern men have high-pitched voices, at least where I come from. So I just picked Jack Daniels. It's not funny, like misdemeanor or misunderstood or anything like that. But anyway, I'm sure I could do better now.
Jack Daniels is pretty good.
Jack Daniels is part of my life, I think, back in the day, growing up in East Tennessee. So anyway, a year or two goes by. Our son goes to Spain as part of some high school program. We go over, you know, he gets over there, and we call him up to see how it's going. He says, hey, Mom, you know, you're in a magazine over here. And I said, I am? He said, yeah, as a man. I said, what? And he said, yeah, it's a kind of one of those tabloid magazines. It's got a topless babe on the cover. That's why I bought it. And I open it up, and there you are in your underwear with a goatee. And I was like, why? Why would I? And he said, well, I'll save it for you, because we were coming over to pick him up. So we go over, and he shows it to me. Inside is a very long article with multiple pictures of me, including the picture of me in the underwear with the goatee, and Diane Tor.
Who you actually studied with,
and
right?
And I studied with Diane Tor in her Drag King workshop. That's how I learned how to be a man. But then there are quotes from me, which I never, ever said. So anyway, I got back to New York, and a friend translated it. And it's just complete bullshit. I mean, complete bullshit. It says something like, basically, Jack Daniels, es un tío de verdad, which means I'm a real man. I do exist in a tabloid Spanish newspaper magazine, like OK, in my manners.
That your son discovered.
That my son discovered because he bought it because of this woman's tits on the cover.